This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait,
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Okay, hour number two is off and running. We're glad you're here. Coming up this hour, Andrea Tantaros is in the ladies' lounge, and I know she's a fan favorite. Her brand new book is called Tied Up in Knots, How Getting What We Wanted Made Women Miserable. So we will talk with Andrea. And if you know anything about Andrea, if you know anything about her, she's like, she is not some wilting flower. Like, this girl will tell you what she thinks and why she thinks it. So if she's writing a book that's taking on the idea of modern feminism, you know it's going to be pretty punchy. So I'm looking forward to having Andrea Tantaros in the ladies' lounge. I want to do just a couple of other things before we get to her, because she's going to join us in the next segment. The big story of the week, I couldn't help but notice that all these things came together at one time. You had the president issuing his edict to the schools saying we're going to do the boys in the girls' bathrooms, whether you like it or not. Like, that's his approach to it. And then you had, you know, his attorney general suing North Carolina for not allowing such things to happen. You had the two lieutenant governors that came out and said, over our dead bodies in our states, we're not going to let that happen. And so then he issues his executive order. We're going to do this in the schools, or we're going to take away the money and starve the poor kids. And then we're going to blame it on you. That's the third part of the step. You're going to pass this guidelines in your schools. You're going to let the boys into the girls' locker rooms. If you don't, we're going to starve the poor kids. Oh, yeah, and when people say, why are you doing that, we're going to blame you. We're going to call you bigots, and we're going to call you hateful, and we're going to say all those other things. So I've also found it interesting, then, that the abolitionist movie's coming out. Because if you think about it, sex trafficking, it doesn't get more real than that, right? And even in New York City tonight, there are about 3,000 girls chained to a wall somewhere in the city of New York that are being forced into subservient sex trade. And people say, how can that be happening on U.S. soil? Well, it does. And that's why we've got undercover FBI cases being built on people that are here. But the tough thing about this is that there's no one connecting dots. There's no one that's saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't be having girls go into the girls' locker room. And as an example of that, and I just posted this on the Facebook page last night, there was a story that broke midway through the evening last evening about a man that was caught in a women's restroom. Now, he wasn't transgendered. He was just in the restroom that he didn't belong in. And what happened was he decides to put a chokehold on an 8-year-old girl until she passes out. This was in the South Loop of the city of Chicago. Her mom happens to be in the same ladies' room, and they happen to he happens to not get away. The other people that were in the facility where they were at happened to hold on to him. He got the holy snots beat out of him, you know, he as well he should have. But the simple question is, do you think that's going to happen more often or less often with the guidelines that the president is passing down? For some reason, this guy was in a ladies' room, and he had no right to be there. And they didn't know that he was in there, so, I mean, it was all, I mean, the mom and the girl, they... But imagine giving now legal permission for people to be in there. At least if someone's in there and you know they're not supposed to, you know something's wrong. This is where it's just getting a little bit beyond the pale. And as I talked to people all this last week, I couldn't find one person in agreement with the president doing this with the public schools of the nation. Even people that are very, very pro-LGBT and pro, you know, transgender, and they're, you know, they think I'm a square because I'm more traditional in my viewpoints. I still couldn't find any of those people that were like, yeah, this is a great idea. This is awesome. So then there's this one other thing. There was something that happened in the president's Twitter feed that was that got noticed out loud, and it was disturbing to me. And I will tell you what this was a little bit later in the hour. But we're lowering standards. We're giving people increased access to do bad things. Oh, yeah, and then we're fighting the bad things that are being done on the other end of the spectrum. Does it make any sense to you? In a world where we think of sex trafficking as being one of the worst things that can happen to an innocent human being, we're willing to put predators closer to their victims than we've ever let them be before? What in the name of God is wrong with us? You got an email and you want to write back to me, kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. Be glad to interface with you. You can also call 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Andrea Tantaros is coming up in the next segment. I just want to make this one mention as well before we're done. This evening is being brought to you by the very good people at MyPillow. Now, during the Mother's Day lead-up, I heard from so many people that said, Kev, I'm taking your advice. I'm going to get Mom the pillow for Mother's Day. I had people writing my Facebook page, has anybody tried the MyPillows? Do those really work? And you want to see me get really passionate about something that I actually think does help people? It's the MyPillow. So I said to a fellow talk show host who shall remain nameless, she was asking me, she says, Kev, does it really work? You're talking about them all the time. I said, does it really work? I said, the very first time I put my head on one, I got REM cycle sleep, and I've never not gotten REM cycle sleep a single night since. I said, do they really work? That was 2 years ago. Do they really work? I got the little miniature go-anywhere pillows, and I take them with me on airline flights when I have a long, like, overnight flight to Israel, and I actually get REM cycle sleep sitting almost 100% upright using the MyPillow because of what it does. It's patented technology on the inside that relaxes your cervical nerves in your neck and your upper body, your upper torso. It allows your body to get into deep REM cycle sleep, and your body restores itself as that occurs. And when that occurs, good things happen. So here's the thing, friend. For you and you only, for just you, for Father's Day, MyPillow is extending the 4-for-1 offer. Get Dad the best gift you can give him for the rest of your life. Get him the MyPillow, and here's how it works. You get the premium pillow. They're going to give you a second premium. What's a premium pillow? A queen size or a king size? When you purchase one at regular price, they're going to give you a second one of the same make at no additional cost, and two of the go-anywhere pillows. So you know a dad who works really hard and maybe has trouble sleeping? Get him this. He will thank you for it for years to come. The pillow is guaranteed for 10 years. 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. Friends, when I say it's risk-free, it is 100% risk-free. They are machine washable. They are produced in Minnesota. American people doing American jobs making an American product. You got tough time sleeping. Everybody has trouble sleeping. Get the MyPillow. Tonight, 800-506-2641. You have to call that number to get the 4-for-1 offer. You cannot get this offer online. You can't get it by calling a different number. You have to call that number to get this offer. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Four pillows for the price of only one. Four pillows for the price of one. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. And when you do, if they ask you for a promo code, say KMC for Kevin McCullough. Okay? 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. All right. In the second hour, we always open up the ladies' lounge, and this week is no exception. And coming up just on the other side of our first break this hour is Andrea Tantaros. Now, you may know Andrea. She's that really smart and really punchy brunette that's on the outnumbered couch every day. And, man, when she sets her mind to say something, she means it. And she's written a book that is in that same vein. It's called Tied Up in Knots, How Getting What We Wanted Made Women Miserable. It's her assessment of where the modern-day feminist movement is at and why it's important. And she's going to join us to discuss, why she wrote such a book. I mean, she's a pretty modern feminist herself. She's on television, successful woman, vibrant career, et cetera. But she's actually got a lot of very traditional ideas about some of this stuff. And so why does any of it matter? Well, she's our guest in the Ladies' Lounge tonight, and I look forward to a great conversation with her. Tied Up in Knots, the name of the book, How Getting What We Wanted Made Women Miserable. Andrea Tantaros of Fox News joining us momentarily. My phone number is 888-340-3373. My email address is kmcradio@gmail.com. But if you want to see the replay of this telecast or hear the broadcast, get the podcast, you can go to TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can join all my social media and, get anything that you want because it's all there, TheBingeThinker.com. Kevin McCullough, so honored to have you with us. We're coming right back. We're live from New York every Saturday night.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What a little moonlight.
It's number 300 night tonight. We're staying it all night long because Omaha, Nebraska, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are number 300, but number one in our hearts. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. The music by the Hot Sardines, by the way, and we love those guys. So glad that they're with us every week. And we've got a lot to get to yet because tonight's special Ladies Lounge guest is someone who has not been with us in the past. She is a co-host of the Outnumbered broadcast. She's also a regular contributor to a show called The Five, or at least she started out being one. And she is regularly seen across the rest of the network as well, doing different things with Bill O'Reilly or Megyn Kelly. But we welcome to the Ladies Lounge tonight one very amazing Andrea Tanteros. She is the author of Tied Up in Knots and How Getting What We Wanted Made Women Miserable. And I got to tell a story about Andrea. Andrea, don't be mad at me when I do this, but a number of years ago, I co-hosted an event at CPAC in Washington, D.C. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, was my partner in that endeavor, and we planned this evening where we had we were expecting you to come and to be with the young people that were attending CPAC. We had, I don't know, like 600 or 700 kids in this room, and I was so impressed. Because by the end of the evening, you had not only given a great motivating presentation for them, but then you stayed and you shook the hand of every single student that wanted to come up and say hi to you. And there was a long line when it was done. And I think it was well after 11:30, midnight, maybe 12:30 before you got out of there. And Andrew, to this day, I've never forgotten that. I was so impressed. Why did you choose to be that personal with the kids at CPAC that night?
Because they all matter. You know, I remember I was not so long ago a young girl at different political events and looked up to a number of different people, especially women.
Yeah.
And I remember the ones that would blow out of the room and just would give their speech and leave. And they'd leave a room full of, you know, kids that wanted to talk to them, that wanted to
future
ask
leaders.
Them about how they did it. Yes, and
yeah.
and ask them questions, ask them advice, sign their books, get pictures. I mean, it changes their lives. I remember how it made me feel when I got to pose with, you know, Mary Magdalene and others. and even now, Kevin, I mean, even I see people on TV that I work with, they'll just race out. They'll grumble about taking pictures or shaking hands. And you know what? I'm never going to be that girl. I'm
good.
Always going to stay until everybody gets their book signed and everybody gets a picture because I know how much it mattered to me. So I treat people the way that I want to be treated, and I always will do that.
It's one of the it's one of the secrets to making a life well lived, and we talk about that sometimes on the broadcast. Your life at Fox is exciting. You're part of one of the hottest, newest, most rabidly watched shows. When they came to you with the concept of Outnumbered, which is the midday broadcast that you're most closely associated with, what went through your head?
I thought, wow, this is a paradigm for the modern dating world.
which you actually discuss in this book. We're going to get to some of that a little bit later. But four really beautiful women, and I say beautiful because of their brains as much as their bodies, but it is a lot of eye candy on the screen, and one lucky guy. Andrea, does it flirt with the shallow any more directly than that?
I don't think so. I mean, in the beginning, I was concerned that it would look like we were ganging up on the man.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that at all because I think that that's sort of what I write about in my book. Again, we don't want to be a total metaphor for what's happening in the culture. And so I was just concerned that we weren't, you know, ganging up on the man too much, or that we were having really serious conversations that didn't turn into this sort of not just men versus women, but like you said, I mean, four women and one guy, and whoa, let your mind run wild.
Yeah.
And it hasn't done that. Actually, you'll see that the fault lines tend to be between the women.
Yeah, no, there's no question.
You know,
about
I'll agree with the men, you know, and I'll agree with a guy, or another host will agree with a guy, and it'll actually be, you know, me and, you know, Kirsten Powers or Julie Wojcinski disagreeing. So it's taken on a new life of its own. And I think it's better than just, I think, what people thought in the beginning.
Yeah, well, in the beginning, I remember someone referring to it as the Leggy Show. That's the Leggy Show, which is kind of, you know, a funny metaphor for it as well. Anyway, Andrea Tantaros is my guest. She's what's your official title at Fox? You're not a contributor. What are you?
A political analyst.
Okay.
And a co-host of Outnumbered.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the rankings there go from, you know, just occasional someone who appears to, you know, an analyst, a senior analyst, a VP, an anchor, I don't know. But I'm lucky to get to be over there a couple of times a week, and I just feel like that there's some really good people. Some of the people that share the couch with you, I've had a chance to see over the years. You know, Harris Faulkner is salt of the earth, and some of the other folks that you're around. But I did get a unique experience when we did ask you to come to the CPAC event and interact with the young people. And I was really grateful that you were willing to do that. And I want to let my audience know you didn't demand any money to do it. You didn't. There wasn't a sense of snobbery or entitlement about you. You were like, yeah, if I can help encourage some kids, I want to be there. So I want to ask you the motivation for writing the book. Obviously, people thought you could sell a bunch of copies, so they say they come to you like they came to me, and they said, hey, would you write a book if you could sell a bunch? But there had to be some other motivation, specifically for the subject matter, Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you want to take on what I'm assuming is the modern feminist movement?
Because I think it has caused some real damage to women and men.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that there's plenty of people out there writing books to make money. And there's actually more people writing books than reading them, I heard nowadays.
But, that's true.
But I wrote this book because I actually give a damn about the culture. The money's fine and dandy, but I could have written a number of books before I wrote this one. It has to be the right one. I mean,
sure.
Writing a book is a huge undertaking, and to write, you know, 70 to 90,000 words on a
yep.
topic, you better care about it. You better really care about it. So I was approached to do a number of books between the time that I started on TV and now, and this was the one that I've wanted to write for decades. And they always say, if you go to the market, go to the bookstore, and you can't find the book that you want, go write it.
Go write it, yeah. Well, and you've written for quite some time. You were a regular feature, and you may still be, a syndicated writer, I think, for the Daily News?
Mm-hmm.
And you've worked on campaigns, and so you've been around editorial. This is not, per se, that style of writing. This is something that I, just in the small snippets I've read, is much more personal and very, very direct. Why such an aggressive kind of hostile take on it? I mean, for people that can't see it, the cover is literally tied up in knots, big bold letters in black on a white background, and then there's you tied up with a rope. Like this is a fairly assertive statement here that you don't like the way things are.
Well, I know you haven't read the book fully, so I would just say read the book, because I'm not that hostile towards feminists. I think that those books already exist. Women on the right have penned plenty of books that rip apart feminism.
That's true.
That's
true.
Not what I seek to do.
Okay. Okay.
If we're going to have a conversation about the culture, it is a very provocative culture.
That's one of the best points yet, Andrea. Hold that thought. We got a lot to get to tonight. We're unpacking the modern feminist movement on Radio Night Live, but with our sincere and wonderful guest, Andrea Tantaros. Tied Up in Knots is the name of the book, and she continues with us next as we continue. It is Radio Night Live, and it's being brought to you in part by MyPillow. Get four pillows for the cost of just one. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. Coming right back from New York.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com.
This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night, and we are glad to have you with us as part of the regular ongoing weekly get-together that we have here on Saturday nights. Thank you for being part of it, and thank you to Andrea Tantaros for stopping by. She is a fan favorite in many respects. And Andrea, during the break, you were talking with me about how coarse the culture has become. Expound on that a little bit.
I find that conservatives, a lot of the time, they bury their heads in the sand, or they just sort of sit around patting themselves on the back, and then they're offended. We can't talk about the hookup culture, or we can't talk about egg freezing, or, you know, Tinder. Most conservatives don't even know what Tinder is. So what I tried to do was take one part me, Andrea Tantaros, which is honest, direct, down to earth, my life experience as a girl who is the direct beneficiary of feminism. It was my generation that reaped the first fruits of feminism. You know, my mother was the age of the Betty Friedans and the Gloria Steinems,
oh, wow,
who wanted more for their daughters. So I got more. Look at my career. I had every door open, but I've also tried every directive. And the directives, Kevin, have done some real damage. For example, my generation was told we didn't need men. And that translated into cultural television shows and sitcoms and commercials where, you know, the dad's the idiot. Men aren't necessary, according to Maureen Dowd. Jennifer Aniston will promote a movie called The Switch, and she'll say, oh, ladies, you don't need a man. I'm thinking, well, Jennifer, you actually do technically need them for something if you want to have a baby. But, you know, women have been brainwashed and filled with propaganda. And not only that, Kevin, the rise of women was wonderful. I mean, I praise feminists in this book. However, they did a power trade. Instead of holding on to all the things that made us powerful, because women were the keeper of the homes, were the keeper of the values, we civilized men. We actually procreate so that civilization can keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than value that and try and get equal rights, women decided to say equal is the same. Women and men are different. Equality doesn't mean the same. So they encourage us to work like men, negotiate like men, play like men, date like men, sleep around like men. Women aren't men. And so now you have this culture of women who have been listening to Gloria Steinem, who influences women's magazines, that you don't need a man, you can have it all, go get them, girls. And then you have the other side of the coin, which is the cosmopolitan, Helen Gurley Brown feminist era, that said, oh, ladies, you'll never rip down the patriarchy like Gloria says.
Hmm.
I know they want to hate men and rip it. Just use your sexuality to get what you want. Now, Kevin, you combine those two things, and you have a generation of women, mine and the ones below me, that are literally becoming increasingly unhappy because they are doing this all alone. They're trying to prove to I don't know who they can do it all alone. And they're doing it by giving up everything that's uniquely feminine. There was a study that just came out, eye-opening, that girls said if they don't say give up the milk on the first, second, or third date, they'll be dumped. They fear that they will be dumped by a guy. Now, you tell me by how that is feminism, how that is empowering to women, that they cower in fear that they will lose a guy if they compromise their values and play by a man's rules. I mean, Kevin, everything is backwards.
Yep.
Women are behaving more like men. Men have been wussified by American society and, in fact, have just opted out of any kind of romantic dating ritual at all.
Yeah.
They say, look, I'm not going to call you on the phone or take you to dinner. You told me you didn't need me, so I'm just going to go on Tinder. And since you guys have given up on monogamy and holding us accountable, you've taken us off the hook. Well, hell, I'm just going to sit around and be a man. And women are going, why am I so unhappy?
Right.
That's why I wrote the book.
Well, let me slow down a little bit so that we can go fast. Andrea Tantaros is my guest, and the name of the book is Tied Up in Knots, How Getting What We Wanted Made Women Miserable. It's very interesting in how you laid out the book, too, part one and part two, and we'll get into that in a second. But I want to do something, Andrea, because I was living a surreal existence as you were explaining that. In 2008, my second book, which was my first bestseller of the three, The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be, attempted to say almost identically to what you're saying here, but from the man's perspective. I showed what modern feminism had done to men and how we could kind of put the man back together again. First four chapters were what feminism did to us, and the last 12 were pairing a character trait with a habit that you could actually put into men that would, especially if you were growing them, if you were raising boys, that would give you a sense of what a healthy man looks like. And I just, mm-hmm. This is such a powerful thing, what you said about sameness versus equality, which is a theme that I picked up on as well, but you've probably done that better in this book. But the difference between the two is really rather significant. And so significant, in fact, that if we were to draw the correlation between, for instance, like firefighters, between male and female firefighters and the difference of what they can do even on site at a fire, like more people are going to die if you don't have like certain bone structure and muscle mass. Anyway, a lot of differences between equality and sameness is one of the themes Andrea Tantaros is touching on. She continues with us next on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
See when you call. It is Radio Night Live from New York, and we are so glad to have you with us every Saturday night as we get together. It is big, number 300 night tonight. It is our 300th affiliate that we've added, and big shout-out to Omaha, Nebraska, 94.5 and AM 1420, The Answer Omaha. I'm already reading through the emails of some of you that have written in tonight. Anybody that writes us tonight is going to be sent a little gift on our part. Just send an email to kmcradio@gmail.com or go to the website, thebingethinker.com, and check that out for yourself. Okay, our guest is Andrea Tantaros. Her book is called Tied Up in Knots, How Getting What We Wanted Made Women Miserable. And Andrea, you were saying in the break, you know, some of your favorite aspects of the book. There's lots of different chapters that you like to emphasize. What's your overall mission for the message of the book?
Yeah, but my message is this: girls, we don't all have to be best friends. It's not realistic. But we also don't all have to be enemies. And then there's another chapter in the first part.
Well, move to the next chapter, let me ask you mm-hmm. about that. Because you mentioned Steinem and Allred. And Allred, when she was, not Allred, Albright, when she was mm-hmm. campaigning with Hillary before, what was it, New Hampshire? Mm-hmm. She said something about, basically, if you disagree with us on the issue of abortion, that there's a special place in hell for you. And I'm thinking, I know every pro-life group in Washington, D.C., and they're all headed by women, and they employ about 90% of their payroll are all women. Are suddenly people, women that believe that life is sacred and begins at conception, are they suddenly somehow less than a total woman? I mean, this woman power thing really runs one way when you're talking about politics in particular.
Yeah, and for me, that moment, the mask slips. And it exposed the dark underbelly of feminism and the hypocrisy of feminism and the way that feminists on the left treat feminists, and I would consider myself one, yeah. on the right. It is about a right to choose as long as you choose what we tell you to choose, whether
right.
that's Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or, you know, abortion or staying at home, being a stay-at-home mom like Hillary didn't think was worthwhile, or going out and pursuing a career. So the Twisted Sisters chapter is just a lot about cattiness and the rise of women and how women treat other women. And look, what's realistic for women to behave towards other women? There's a middle ground here. It doesn't have to be we all mentor other women. I mentor a number of girls if they
Good
prove
for you.
Worthy.
Yeah.
If they prove worthy. So this notion, you know, the Huffington Post had a piece, you know, women, it's our duty to help other women. And I say, no, it's not. It's not our duty. But if there's one that deserves it, you absolutely give back and you help them. But we don't kill each other.
Yeah.
And that's what women are doing nowadays. And that issue needs to be addressed.
You made the issue of saying that you're a feminist, but you're not what I would call a modern feminist. And the reason I use that terminology is because in the 1920s, I feel like that was actually real feminism. A fight for equality, and by that, you know, the right to vote, the right to own property, the right to conduct business, the right to be in the workplace, you know, sans permission of any man in their life, et cetera, et cetera. In the 1960s, mm-hmm. the whole push for the substitution and sameness came about, so they said as long as we can replace a man, then that's what equality is. It really wasn't. That's the difference. And the outcomes of that core belief lead to very different ends. I mean, being fully equal allows you to go in a different direction than being fully the same. And mm-hmm. Andrea, it's such a con because, like, look, I'm much taller than you and I'm much stronger than you, I believe, if I remember correctly. So you come to rescue me from a burning building, I may get out on the fire ladder and carry you down the ladder. I mean, there's just some things that we were made different for in that way. And it's not a judgment thing to say that. But that's where the culture goes. I can't see any difference between the two. It's just all human being, and as long as it's, wired with human DNA, then we can't look at it as any different. And that's running into some of the controversies that we're having now. But let me get back on track here. You said there was another chapter in the Way We Are section that was really significant.
Yeah, The Kindest Cut is one of my favorites. And that was based on an article in Glamour magazine last year that drew ire of feminist bloggers, 10 Ways to Make Your Man Happy. And we talked about it on Outnumbered, yeah. And I don't agree with every suggestion on the list, but most of them are pretty good. Be nice to his friends, ask him about his childhood or, you know, his sport teams or memories or that kind of thing, where he grew up. Make him a sandwich if he's hungry. If he's had a rough day, bring him a beer. If he's in the shower. Oh, and these women went insane. They demanded that Glamour, you know, do something about the column. And sadly, Glamour magazine pulled it. They redacted it. And they apologized to the readers. And I write in the book that I wish they would have at least done a point counterpoint or had somebody submit a column to defend that list. which they had republished essentially from the 1950s. And it was such a popular column. And so I don't understand how this is misogyny and this is sexism. And I remember saying this on the air, and they said, well, Andrew Gingerich wants women barefoot and pregnant back in the kitchen. And I thought, me? Hardly. I don't even use my kitchen or any. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I'm a modern woman, and I would never do that. But what I saw it as is not submission to men. I saw it as kindness. If you change the title to 10 Ways to Make Your Woman Happy, women would be doing backflips. If it were 10 Ways to Make Your Mom Happy, we'd all be going, well, that would have been helpful on Saturday before Mother's Day. But because it's men, it's subservient and submissive and outdated and archaic in 1950s, sure. And we're not going to put up with it. And I just wanted to ask the feminists, and I do it in the book, what's the alternative? If the person that you love is hungry, whether it's your best beloved or your brother, is the alternative too bad, pal, Quiznos is down the street? I mean, is that what we've become as a society? Because I know that my man is amazing to me. I mean, he does everything for me. If I have a hard day of work, he'll pour me a glass of wine. He'll give me a back rub. He'll ask me about my friends. Huh. He's nice to my friends. I mean, isn't this basic human kindness?
Yeah. Well,
and feminists have been encouraging women to not do it. So men are saying, wait a minute, if you guys are going to be telling us that you don't need us, and then you're going to be nasty to us or mean
no,
to us when we're
No, that's absolutely, Andrea. It's absolutely the case. And, in fact, it's been one of those things that I think has made people so misunderstand the way life could be best lived if we just understood that decency and kindness still work. People skills still matter more than any other kinds of skills that you can acquire. Hey, congratulations on the book. It's a phenomenal accomplishment. You know better than anybody that writing a book is a process, and so you've done that. Congratulations. Tied Up in Knots, How Getting What We Wanted Made Women Miserable, Andrea Tantaros. Thank you so much for being with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Us on Biz TV. That's a shot of the Brooklyn Bridge, and we thank you for being with us every week. Thank you so much. It is one of those things where when we get to the end of the broadcast, we are so excited that we've been able to spend this time with you. We don't even realize how fast it goes by. So thank you for your patience and for your coming back. And if you ever want to be in touch, TheBingeThinker.com is my website. It's got the automated email thing. You can be in touch with us directly, and I read every one of those that comes in. My email address, if you just want to write it down, is kmcradio@gmail.com. But if you go to the website, you can also join all the social media, including the podcast page, where if you ever miss an episode, you can get that as well. So there's a lot of fun things to participate in, and I hope that you'll do that. If you want to check out the broadcast that I'm part of Monday through Friday on the News Talk station in New York City, it's called After Hours. Check that out weekdays as well. You can do that from the website and the Facebook page also. But join the social media. That's the easiest way to stay in touch. Okay, real quickly, I wanted to take the last call of the night. Max is in Northern Michigan on line one. Hello, Max. You wanted to weigh in on the issue of the president and him forcing the bathroom rules to change tonight. What was your thought on that?
Well, the bathroom, North Carolina was a bad law, and I hope that they repeal that law. But I think that Obama, and I was a supporter of Obama both times, I'm a supporter of Hillary Clinton, but I think the president just handed Donald Trump the election.
I just don't know anybody that supports his position on it. Like, how can you mandate that across every high school in America when most high schools know how to sensitively handle it? I mean, they're already dealing with it where they are now. It's just, you're right. It may very well have been the case. And it sounds like you're going to be disappointed if that's so.
I agree. I don't know. I don't understand why he had to push the envelope that far when the only thing that anybody was really trying to do was access the private place to go to the bathroom. I don't ever go into a bathroom where everybody's sharing the same stall or the same urinal as a man. And privacy is still able to be there. And the story you gave about the man that went in and choked the girl, that wasn't a transgender person.
No, I know. And my fear with this is that it's not going to be transgender people that are going to be abusing folks. It's going to be people taking advantage of the rule. And I just think he's short-sighted in what he's doing there. But, Max, thanks for your patience and holding on, waiting past Andrea to get that comment on. And come on back. We take calls every single week. It's Radio Night Live. We are grateful that you're with us tonight. Thank you, Omaha. Omaha, number 300, 94.5 and AM 1420. The answer, Omaha, the name of the station's there. And celebrating with us, I want to thank Salem Media Group and GCN and Biz TV and CRN, all the great people that helped get us to all the stations that we're on every single Saturday night. And we'll be back here next Saturday night as well. We hope that you'll make plans to be with us as well on TV and radio, coast to coast. It's Radio Night Live. It's designed to be here just for you so that we can end the week in, I don't know, favorable frame of mind together. And until then, we will see you next time right here on Radio Night Live. I'm Calvin McCullough from New York, signing off.
With you.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wait for a while.